Daniel, chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. And he then wrote down the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision at night, and I saw the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea. They were diverse from one another. The first, like a lion, had eagle's wings, and I watched until the wings of it were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand upon the feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And I saw another beast, a second one, like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said in this manner to it, Rise up, and devour much flesh. And after this I watched, and another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. And after this I saw in the night visions, and then I saw a fourth beast, dreadful, and terrible, and exceedingly strong, and it had great iron teeth, and it devoured and broke in pieces, and stomped the residue with its feet, and it was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and I saw that there came up amongst them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And I saw in this horn eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. And I watched until the thrones were thrown down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white like snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels like burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered to him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. And the judgment was set, and the books were opened, and I watched then because of the sound of the great words which the horn spoke. I watched even until the beast was killed, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. And as concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away. Still, their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and I watched and saw one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given to him dominion and honor and a kingdom, so that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head, they troubled me. And I came near to one of them that stood by, and I asked him for the truth of all of this. And so he told me, and he made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which will rise up from out of the earth. But the most holy ones of the Most High will take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. Then I would desire to know the truth of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were made of iron, and his nails of brass, that devoured and broke in pieces and stomped the remainder with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. And I watched, and the same horn made war with the most holy ones, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the most holy ones of the Most High, and the time came that the most holy ones possessed the kingdom. This he said in this manner, The fourth beast will be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which will be different from all kingdoms, and it will devour the whole earth, and will tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns from out of this kingdom are 10 kings that will rise up, and another will rise after them, and he will be different from the first, and he will subdue 3 kings. And he will speak words against the Most High, and will wear out the most holy ones of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they will be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment will sit, and they will take away his dominion, to consume and destroy it until the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole of heaven will be given to the people of the Most Holy Ones of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions will serve and obey him. Up till now is the end of the matter, and as for me, Daniel, my thoughts much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter hidden in my heart. End of chapter.